How would education be different if students, teachers, and parents sat on the same side of the table? How would engagement change if leaders sat down next to folks and said, "Thank you for your contributions. Here's how you're making a difference. This issue is getting in the way of your growth, and I think we can tackle it together. What ideas do you have about moving forward? What role do you think I'm playing in the problem? What can I do differently to support you?" Let's go back to the example with Susan, the principal who was armoring up for a smackdown. If she read through this checklist, she'd realize that she's not in a place to give feedback, to be a leader. But with parenting complaints stacking up on her desk, time is an issue for her, and she knows the situation needs to be addressed. It can be very difficult to move into the right head and heart space to give feedback when we're under pressure. So, how do we create a safe space for vulnerability and growth when we're not feeling open? Armored feedback doesn't facilitate lasting and meaningful change. I don't know a single person who can be open to accepting feedback or owning responsibility for something when they're being hammered. Our hardwiring takes over and we self-protect. Susan's best bet is to model the openness that she hopes to see and solicit feedback from one of her colleagues. When I interviewed participants who valued feedback and worked at it, they talked about the necessity of soliciting feedback from their peers, asking for advice, and even role-playing difficult situations. If we're not willing to ask for feedback and receive it, we'll never be good at giving it. If Susan can work through her own feelings so that she can be present with her employee, she's much more likely to see the change that she's requesting. Some of you might be wondering, Susan's employee problem is pretty straightforward and small. Why would she need to spend time soliciting feedback from one of her colleagues for a problem like that? It's a good question, with an important answer. The size, severity, or complexity of a problem doesn't always reflect our emotional reactivity to it. If Susan can't get to the same side of the table with this teacher, it doesn't matter how simple the problem is or how clear the violation is. What Susan might learn from her peer is that she's really triggered by this particular teacher, or that she's armoring up because unprofessional behavior is becoming a dangerous norm among this cluster of teachers. Giving and soliciting feedback is about learning and growth, and understanding who we are and how we respond to the people around us is the foundational in this process. Again, there's no question that feedback may be one of the most difficult arenas to negotiate in our lives. We should remember, though, that victory is not getting good feedback, avoiding giving difficult feedback, or avoiding the need for feedback. Instead, it's taking off the armor, showing up, and engaging.